off for Lake George. How the heart bounds and the pulse quickens at the very sound of the words that bring with them thoughts of the holy lake. In fancy, we once again breathe the air, heavy with the odor of pines and cedar, or fragrant with the breath of blossoming clover. Again, we wander among the daisies and buttercups that gem the hillside, sloping so gently down to where the wavelets kiss the white beach, or floating among the verdant islands watch the sunlight and shadows chase each other up the mountainside, while every crag and fleecy cloud is mirrored in the quiet waters below. Wanderers are we in search of the beautiful, as with our backs to the dusty city and our faces set toward the mountains, we move swiftly along. At length, the ponderous wheels cease to revolve, and our iron horse, breathing forth fire and smoke, rests at the end of his journey. Here, at Glens Falls, the stages are taken for Lake George, and it has been whispered among the knowing ones that as the outside seats are the most desirable, they are as such to be vigorously gone for. Now all is confusion. Bundles are hastily gathered up, babies are sorted, and sallying forth under a triumphal arch of whips, we are cordially greeted by the holders thereof, and pressingly invited to take a free ride with them. Coaches for any part of the village, coaches for the hotels, coaches for Lake George, and coaches for the Adirondacks are there. Everybody is asking questions which nobody finds time to answer. Would-be passengers jostle against each other, runners shout, drivers swear, boys hoot and laugh, seeming to enjoy the scene, while loungers encourage the competitors and applaud the victors in the race as with frantic haste, like sailors boarding the ship of an enemy. They charge on the lake coaches and swarm up over wheel and boot to gain the much coveted outside seat. Perhaps you split your best coat open down the back, reaching for the railing, drop your umbrella, cane, good manners, and a little swear or two, but what of that? Victory is not to the strong alone, but to the vigilant, the active, and the brave. You know it, and make a dash for the wheel, and with your hand on the top are about to swing yourself up when a chap pokes his head vigorously against your unprotected vest pattern and, basely taking advantage of your momentary weakness, causes a total eclipse of your head by vigorously climbing up over it. You rally to the charge once more. By a desperate effort, you reach the top and are permitted to witness a magnificent 4th of July celebration in consequence of a collision with the energetic fella who comes up on the other side just as you triumphantly balance over on yours. Then breathlessly, and with a sigh of infinite relief, you slide into the only remaining seat, just as a young lady with an eye to the same place flutters contentedly down in your lap. Of course, you ought to give it up and walk if needs be, but you don't. You compromise, however, and condense, and by a little judicious squeezing, not such an objectionable thing after all, considering the company, and with harmony and other articles restored, proceed on your ride over the hills and far away, through the pure fragrant air, with a coach swinging and swaying about, threatening all with apparent destruction, so that it is only by great presence of mind in clinging firmly to your fair partner that she is saved from an untimely death. Then somehow you discover that you have both been to the same place somewhere else sometime. And you gabble all the time and do get on amazingly. And bless you, it's awfully jolly and interesting and all that, you know. I've been there.